Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Badass Goddess Podcast. I am your host, Mona White, and I'm coming to you this evening with another badass story about my life. It's been a while. I say that every time. Every time I come on, I always say, it's been a while, but I'm going to do better and I'm going to be more consistent with my podcast. And I really am. I'm really going to be more consistent in putting content out. I'm so excited, you guys, because what I have always wanted to do is not only help to encourage, motivate, inspire, and all those wonderful things when it comes to other women who might not feel really good about themselves, but I've also wanted to just build a consistent income of me doing what I love, being myself. And I realize a lot of it is trial and error, but a lot of it is just getting out of my own way and getting out of my own head and just showing up and doing the work. Most of us procrastinate so often because we're thinking that everything has to be lined up perfectly. Everything has to be just right, rather than get out there and just do it. And as time goes along, you'll eventually be able to clean up your act and grow and become more confident and master what it is that you already know. Girl, you know this stuff. Girl, you know your stuff. Girl, you know what you're doing. Girl, you know how to do, because guess what? You've overcome so much. And just you using your story is where the monetization will naturally come from. But if you're afraid to put it out because things aren't perfect, then you're never really going to get in any further than you've always been. And when I'm talking to you, trust me, I'm talking to myself. So check this out. I wanted to make this podcast, and hold on, let me get a sip of wine. I'm having some wine right now. Hold on. Actually, it's sangria. You hear the ice? I got ice in my beautiful long stem glass, along with some sweet orange chopped up in here. And it's delicious. But today, y'all, I was reminded of this video that I did. And the video is pretty much me just expressing myself and really being in alignment with what and how I was feeling at the time. So when I talk about getting out of your own way and being yourself and putting the information out, man, I got reminded of this video. It popped up in my social media stream again, and it motivated me. Just my own words motivated me. And here's what it all boils down to. So there was a time, right? First of all, let me go back to where it all started. I get a lot of compliments from people who say, dang, Goddess, I really admire your confidence. I really admire your ability to not only speak your mind and not give a damn, but to stand in your truth. And I have to let you guys know that I haven't always been that way. Normally, when I look back and when I think about my life, normally, I was someone on a regular basis who lived my life based on what other people thought about me. I based my life off of What are they going to say if I don't show up in the way that they think I should show up in? If I don't dress the way they think I should dress? If I don't speak the way they think I should speak? As a matter of fact, I played small most of my life because I was always trying to make it comfortable for other people who didn't feel good about themselves or who couldn't understand who I was or didn't like the fact that I was outspoken. And what I did most of my life was just try to pull back. I tried to stay in a box. I tried to stay comfortable because usually it makes us uncomfortable when other people are uncomfortable around us, right? Like, we all want to be liked. We want to be loved. So when people say to me that they appreciate my confidence and they appreciate my ability to just get out there and say what's on my mind and, ooh, you don't give a fuck what nobody say, I want you to understand where it all stemmed from. You know, sometimes you'll get so sick of being it'll just get to the point where you can't do it anymore. My life had gotten to the point where I could not pretend anymore. I couldn't pretend that I wasn't fabulous. Shit, I'm fabulous. That's who God made me to be. I have a big, bodacious, beautiful body. I was blessed with that. Why hide it? Why try to cover it up? Why try to cover up who I am because someone else is uncomfortable? And when you live your life like that for so many years, it gets to a point where you have to make a decision on, is this working for me? And it just wasn't working for me anymore. So anyway, I stumbled across this video that came back up in my timeline today, where I talked about, you know, how for so many years I've been doing this work. There was a time I would look at myself and I hated my broad shoulders. And for those of you who don't know me, you've never seen me, you don't know what I look like, you only hear my voice, I encourage you to either go to my I Am Goddess TV channel on YouTube or to go to my I Am Goddess 1 Instagram channel where you can actually see me. And you can put a voice with a body, with an image, and you can understand, you know, what I'm talking about and where I'm coming from. So I used to hate my shoulders. I used to hate the fact that I had big thighs. I used to hate that I was the biggest girl in the classroom. I was always the tallest girl in the classroom, and I hated it. I hated it. And, you know, I got to a point in my life where I knew that it didn't feel good for me to hate what I saw in the mirror either. So I was going to have to make a choice. And my choice was to look at myself and begin working on myself so that I can love myself. And I started looking in the mirror, you know, I started taking the courses. I started listening to the motivational YouTube videos. I started going to seminars. I started reading books. I was doing the work. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to change my mindset. And after I began to do the work on myself, I was still looking at myself in the mirror and even going to those seminars. Some of those seminars were hosted by women who took some of the same courses that I took, who hosted some of the same courses and who made some of those same videos and who, you know, had people on their platforms. And those were some of the folks that helped me. And even going through that, y'all, let me tell you, I was still looking at myself going, well, why didn't they ask me to be on their panel? Why didn't they invite me to sit next to them on the stage? Even though I knew that there was so much more that I had to offer in my life, I knew that I was beautiful. I knew that I was smart. I knew that I was worthy, but I did not believe it. I didn't believe it. And the more I studied, the more I read, the more I listened, the more I did the work, every time I would do a self-analysis. And finally, it got to the point where I was analyzing myself and I was saying to myself, girl, you don't have to beg anybody for a seat at their table. You don't have to desire to sit at anyone else's platform, at anyone else's gathering. You don't have to do that, queen. You don't have to do that because guess what? You got your own damn table. Do you hear me? Do you hear what I said? When I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself and vice versa. When I'm speaking to myself, I'm speaking to you. You don't have to beg anyone for a seat at their table. Bring your own. And I started to tell myself that, girl, you got pretty tables. You got a lot of tables. You got glass tables. You got marble tables. You got wood tables. You got aluminum tables. You got stone tables. You got tables of your own, queen. You don't have to beg to sit at anybody's table. All you got to do is bring your own. But if you don't believe that your table is just as worthy as the next person, it doesn't matter about the seminars you've gone to. It doesn't matter about the books you've read. It doesn't matter about the schooling you've had, the friends you have, what you drive, where you live. It don't matter what you look like even. If you are not standing in your truth and believing that what you have is just as valuable as the next person, it ain't gonna matter anyway. It ain't gonna matter one bit. And in fact, the fact that you don't believe it, because obviously I didn't. I was wondering why they didn't invite me to the party. Why can't I sit at your table? Because if I believed that I had my own table and my table was worthy of sitting at, then I wouldn't be worried about somebody else's table, would I? So I started to look at myself. What is it about me that they don't like? Why are they not inviting me? Why do they not like me? What is it about me? How come nobody is recognizing me and my gifts? How come they're not recognizing my beauty? How come they're not recognizing my expertise? And how come they're not recognizing the fact that I'm smart, I'm articulate, I'm worthy? And I laugh at myself because a lot of us are looking at everything and everyone else on the outside of us rather than looking what's staring us back in the face. And that's us. So I had to stop that even. Stop asking why they don't see me. Stop asking why it is that they didn't invite me, and began to look at myself and ask myself those questions. What is it that you don't see? Because if you don't see it, ain't nobody gonna see it, queen. my darling, my beautiful, my dear, if you don't see it, ain't nobody else gonna see it. So I had to find it, you know? I had to work. I had to get in the mirror every day and tell myself, girl, you are worthy. You are beautiful. I had to do these mantras. And when I talk about the work, y'all, it's work. It don't just show up overnight. It doesn't just happen. You don't just wake up one day and go, all the bullshit that I have been through, it's done. All the things that people did to me in the past, it's over. Nah, it doesn't happen overnight. You have to do the work. But the thing is, once you get in the shithole and you start to question why you're not worthy, why didn't they invite you, why they don't like you, why they don't see you, it's easy to stay in that shithole. So all the shit that you've been through in the past, plus the shit that you're programming yourself and telling yourself and saying to yourself, that's more shit on top of shit on top of shit. And before you know it, you so full of shit. It's hard to break free of the shit. So I stayed in the shit for many years until I got to the point where I was so shitty, girl. I was believing so shitty. And you know, when you get weighed down with shit, you begin to pack weight on. Just more weight, more weight, more weight. So really, that's my story. And when I began to ask myself, do you see you? Because if you don't see you, you're going to have to find a way to do that before you expect anyone else to see you. So that's where the work began for me. The work began with me reading more, showing up more, speaking more, letting it out more, being transparent more, because I realize I'm not perfect. And it's okay for me not to be perfect because nobody's perfect. I realized that it was my duty to speak up and to speak out and not be ashamed anymore. To realize that what has happened to me in the past is not me. It's just something that happened to me. It's just something that God showed me to challenge me, to allow me to stretch and grow and become the badass that I have become. Some will fold, some will stay in the shit, some will never see. But I was ready to come out of the shit, y'all. So I want to encourage you to come out of the shit. What do you know? Who are you? And who the fuck do you think you are? Again, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. When I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to you. Who the fuck do you think you are? And as I was looking at myself in the mirror, I said, I am goddess. I am that I am. And I told myself that every day, I am goddess. I am that I am. I am goddess. And the more I told myself that, the stronger I became. The more transparent I became, the more easy it was for me to show up and to show out. And showing out for me is not always about opening your mouth. It's about just being who you are, who you were created to be, just being. We spend so much time doing, trying to do things to fit in, trying to do things to get people to see us, trying to do things to turn ourselves down because they're looking at us too much, trying to do rather than be who we were created to be. So I asked myself, who are you? Who are you? And who do you think you are? And I said, I am Goddess. I'm Goddess. And let me tell you something. The more you know that, the more you show that, the more you see that, the more you can be that. And I began to be that. I brought my own damn tables. And I don't care if I'm the only one sitting at my table. I don't care if I'm the only one who is lounging at my table. I don't care if I'm the only one with my feet up on the table. It's mine. It's my truth. It's who I am. And they ain't gotta like it. And they ain't gotta invite me, because guess what? I'm already here. You ain't gotta invite me. You see it. You ain't gotta tell me who I am. I know it. And eventually I know one day somebody is going to come along and they're gonna say, Goddess, I see your tables. They so pretty. They so shiny. I see your glass table. I see your marble table. I see your wood table. I see your aluminum table. And what I want to know, Goddess, what I want to hear you say, Goddess, is, can I have a seat at your table? Girl, they're going to be asking you for a seat at your table and wondering why you didn't invite them, why you don't see them. But if you don't show up, ain't nobody going to see you, queen. Ain't nobody going to know you, queen. Ain't nobody going to care who the fuck you are, queen. And you're always going to be wondering, why didn't they invite me? Why didn't they ask me to be a part of their panel? Why didn't they ask me if I wanted to sit down at their table? Ain't nobody got to ask you nothing when you got your own. You just show up and you just be. And while you're being, girl, rad back in your chair. That's what my mama used to say. She wouldn't say rare back. She would say rad back. Rad back in your chair with your feet up on the table, girl. And know it. Be the goddess you were created to be. Badass alert coming to a table near you, okay? So I just was inspired to make this podcast because it was reminding me, when I saw that recording today, it was reminding me of who the fuck I am. And sometimes we forget. Like I said, you get caught up in the shit, and before you know it, you're full of shit. And right now, we are in a season of confusion where it's easy to get stuck in the shit. It's easy to be reminded of what's not happening. But now is the time to begin to look yourself in the mirror and recreate if you have to. Reinvent if you have to. But know it to be good, queen. Know it to be good. You got what it takes. But if you don't know it, ain't nobody gonna know it. If you don't see it, ain't nobody gonna see it. And if you don't see it, ain't no damn way you gonna be able to be it. Yeah, so I'll leave you with that. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all.